comes and goes and everything in between. Listen, take a seat, sit down, shut up, duct tape your mouth. If you hear noises in the background, I'm just finally sitting down and I'm finding comfortability. I'm finally getting comfortable and I'm finding comfortability. I literally got up to find my cup of coffee, and then when I got up, I was like, oh, it's right in front of my fucking eyes. But welcome to episode 78 of Whipsnap. Now I'm finally comfortable, so let's just get into it. What are we going to get into? You know, I'll never know. You'll never know, and I'll never know. We're kind of on this adventure together. Well, we're kind of going down a path. We don't know where the path is, but, you know, there's a bunch of thorns and shit, and there might be like a wildy coyote type looking motherfucker just trying to eat us. And we're like, Swipo, no Swipey. But his name isn't Swipo because we can't copyright that shit. So his name is like Bill. And he's not wildy coyote because, again, copywriting stuff. But his name is Bill. And he looks like wildy coyote, okay? And we're in this forest and we got swords and we're chopping down those big grass, the tall grass, you know, the ones you see in movies, but you somehow never see in real life, maybe because no one has never gone to the jungle, you know, stuff like that. And then we're trying to get to this destination, but the guy who was like just along for the ride, kind of like you guys, you know, the audience, were like, hey, where are we going? And me, the leader with the map, me that told everybody to come on and follow me, kind of like Jesus a little bit. Am I kind of like Jesus? I don't know. I mean, that does make sense because when someone does like, I think me and Jesus are all the same because when I get mad at somebody, I do see, I say, eat me. That would have been funny if I didn't take so goddamn long to say it. We both use his name in vain. So if you guys are the audience, if the audience is the person following me, like the guy like, hey, where are we going? Kind of like, what's his name? What's his face that just won an Oscar? He was in Indiana Jones. He was the little boy. Dr. Jones, that guy. I forgot his name already. And I'm Indiana Jones. Except instead of looking good with a cowboy hat of sorts and a whip, I am just a Brussels sprout looking asparagus. I'm an asparagus, but I taste like a Brussels sprout. And I bend kind of like Elastigirl, Mrs. Incredible. But instead of saving lives and having a family with cool superpowers, I am more, let's say closer to nothing. I'm more like nothing. Yeah, let's say that. And when I make this sound, I'm trying to bring air back in my body, but what's actually happening is that you guys are getting annoyed. And I have to do it so many times. I lose breath so many times. That's why I can never sing. I would love to. I have a deviated septum, and that is definitely causing like me doing long runs or just singing or like trying to hit my diaphragm, but you know, whatever. I can't hold my breath for too long, which, why? Who put me up to this? God? And if God is me, did I put myself up to it? Hey, you know what Denzel Washington says? It's just something always inspirational. You know what I mean? I saw a TikTok recently that he said, if you pray for rain, also expect the mud. And I'm like, give it a rest. Give it a rest. Can we have one movie, TikTok, interview, anything where Denzel Washington is just like a silly guy? Can Denzel Washington be just a silly guy? Can he just be like, he just comes onto an interview with like a clown nose and big clown shoes and he's like pulling people's hair and they don't want him to do it, but he's like going rapid. I mean, that's not really silly, but like, let's see him, instead of him being inspiring or trying to be inspiring or like in everything, which I get, we do need at some point, but we also need the other side of that. We need the not giving a fuck, the ridiculous, the you know, the clown. We need the clown Denzel. And the next time he's on The View and he's advertising fucking, what's his, oh, the Equalizer 6. Well, let's do the Equalizer 5 because the Equalizer 4 hasn't even came out yet. And I don't even know if this is actual movie. I don't even know if he's in this movie. When he's advertising the Equalizer 5 on The View and they're like, now you're very inspirational. I see your TikToks a lot. I see your movies. You're a very inspirational guy. You're a wonderful husband. You're a great actor. You have a beautiful family. So what's the secret? And he says something like, and Whoopi Goldberg or like one of the other white women. I said that because like Whoopi's not white. And Whoopi's the only one that I like care about. Everyone else is annoying, you know. So, and they go, by the way, everything you say is very poetic, but what's the real you, Denzel? Let us see the real you. Answer the question we asked you. Answer the question we asked, but in the real you. And he goes, you want to see the real me? And he takes off his mask and he's the fucking wolf that was trying to get us when we were led down this path. And we're like, swipe or no swipey. You know the thing that I was calling back to? You know, like me in the woods and the trees. And he looks like Wiley Coyote. Denzel Washington takes off his mask. And he's actually Wiley Coyote. But he does talk. I know Wiley. No, Wiley Coyote does talk. But he's also like kind of intelligent. Or he pretends he does. Pretends he is. I want Denzel's voice to be like. So, okay, so they ask a question. What's the secret to a happy life, to a successful career? What's the secret? He goes, well, the secret is staying in a lie. And everyone goes, what? And he goes, yeah, I've been lying to you guys for my whole life now. Here's the truth. Takes off his mask. Everyone's like, Wiley Coyote? And he goes,
yep, this is the real me. And I want to tell you something.
He talks like Rick. He talks like Rick from Big Mouth.
I want to tell you guys something. I'm not even married, and my name is not Denzel.
What's your actual name?
It's Clydesdale.
Your name is Clydesdale Washington?
Well, Clydesdale Washington D.C.
Your name is Denzel Washington. Are you trying to say that your name is Clydesdale Washington D.C.?
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, check out Equalizer 5, I guess. When is it coming out?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know, Denzel?
Well, no, it's Clydesdale.
Sorry, Clydesdale. What do you mean?
That's okay. Well, I'm going to expose Hollywood right now.
Expose Hollywood? You're going to expose yourself and now you're going to expose Hollywood?
Yep.
Okay, what do you want this audience to know about Hollywood?
It's just like... Look, no one was going to hire me because I was black, okay? So I was like, okay, so, well, how can people hire me? Because, like, look, I'm a monster.
Yeah, you're kind of weird. You look like Wiley Coyote.
Yes, that's what people were saying. But there was like, but I noticed that there was some diversity. Sorry, I can't speak. I noticed there was a lot of diversity. You know, bringing into Hollywood, and I was like, oh, maybe if I'm black or something, that would help.
What are you saying right now?
I'm a bit drunk.
Are you Charlie Sheen too? And he takes off his Wiley Coyote mask, and he's Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. There's no such thing as Charlie Sheen. So he's Charlie Sheen. Here's the truth. Denzel Washington has been Charlie Sheen the whole time, just in a different mask. And if you like conspiracy theories so much, why don't you dive deeper and talk about and, you know, I don't know, have that one be something to talk about at the dinner table when no one else wants to talk about conspiracy theories. Well, everyone else is like, dude, you see that movie called, You see that? Did you know that they're making a new Lord of the Rings movie? Oh, dude, that's so cool. I was just binging the new Lord of the Rings movie. Oh, dude, that's so weird. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, Legolas, right? Orlando Bloom, Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, I can't tell yet if they're making another one or not. I mean, the whole thing with Johnny Depp happened, but he's innocent now. He could make another one. He's off the hook. Disney will let it happen. Yeah, but the fifth one wasn't good. Maybe the fifth one was good. I mean, if you like the money, yeah, money's good. How's your job going? It's pay well. Anyways, what about you, guy in the corner? There's a guy in the corner that's just been, like, pouting almost, waiting for the right moment to ask. He just wanted to be talked to, and they're finally cueing him to talk. Hey, man, you in the corner, what about you? He turns around with, like, black eyes. Not, like, black eyes, but, like, heavy eyes. Like, he hasn't been sleeping for days. And he's twiddling his fingernails, and he turns around, and he goes, "9/11 was an inside job. Also, Hollywood is the Illuminati. Everybody in Hollywood? Dude, everybody in Hollywood. What about the child stars? Everybody in Hollywood is in a cult." And he's like, "Oh shoot, it's Sunday, I forgot to go to church." So you're mad that something's in a cult, and now you're basically going to a cult. And then he chokes, and then he dies. So that's the story. And guess who that guy was? Guess who that guy in the corner was? Charlie Sheen, aka Wiley Coyote, aka Denzel Washington. By the way, you don't even pronounce it. It's not even pronounced Denzel. It's Denzel. It's Denzel, dude. It's motherfucking Denzel. Denzel Washington? Well, he said his dad was also Denzel. And when his mom said Denzel, they would both look. So his mom started calling him Denzel. And now it's Denzel. But we live and we learn, you know. Right, so I saw the new Scream movie, and I want to give my review. So, this is a non-spoiler-free episode, by the way. I'm not going to go into spoilers. I'm just going to say what they did well, what they didn't do well, without spoiling anything. And I do have to talk about scenes in it. I'm not going to, like, describe the scenes or whatever, but I'm trying to think how I want to do this. I could break down each Scream movie and, like, review those, but I don't know. So, I mean, I watched Scream 1 a couple days ago with my cousin and two of my brothers, and we watched it. One of my brothers fell asleep. The other ones watched it. We finished it. It was a good movie. It's a great movie. Everyone says the sequel is better. I think I disagree, but the sequel is top-notch, that's for sure. But I want to talk about the new one. So the new one is, I was going to compare it to The Last Jedi, and I was going to say it's like The Last Jedi of the Scream franchise, but I don't know if it is, because I do like The Last Jedi, but there's a lot, I get more picky with that one than I do with Scream 6. Also, Scream 6, guys, I enjoyed it. I know I was high, but I enjoyed it. This one takes place in New York, okay? The first two, I think, takes place in Woodsboro. The second one takes place, like, in a college somewhere in Woodsboro, I think. The third one takes place in Hollywood. Fourth one back to Woodsboro. Fifth one back to Woodsboro. This one, New York, okay? So, but I think I did miss Sydney Prescott, spoiler, she's not in it, okay? She's not in it. This was also said before the movie came out that Sydney Prescott would not be in this one. Does that mean she's dead or alive? I don't know. Watch Scream 5, but she's just not in this one, okay? But they carry on well. I still think the acting is cheesy. I still think some of the dialogue is cheesy, but where the story goes and the choices that they make, like the choices that the script makes when, like, when you could go this direction of the story, you could go this way. They do it well. They take chances and they hit most of them. Not all of them, but they hit most of the chances that they made. They hit most of the balls that they threw. And that's not like a dick joke of any sorts, okay? We're talking about, we're genuinely talking about a movie that captivated me. And I'm not here to talk about tentacles or testicles, okay? If you want to watch testicles or tentacles, watch the adult film of SpongeBob, okay? You're going to see an octopus and an octopussy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a James Bond movie and a cock. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a chicken and the egg. That one, I don't know if it made sense. Let's go back to Scream 7. Or Scream 6. Go back to Scream 6. I do think they're making a Scream 7, though. God, I hope. I hope they make a Scream 7 and just end it. Like, the Scream 7 killer needs to be good because it's the last Scream movie. It should end on this one. I don't know. I kind of want them to stop because, I don't know, playing with a franchise this important to fans, like this classic, can get kind of dicey. Just Scream 1 is just like one of the best films out there. Not even scary related. It's just a, such a great movie. All of them are whodunits, slashers. You're trying to figure out who the killer is. It could be one killer. It could be two. It could be three. It could be whatever. You're trying to figure it out. And They just know how to, for the most of the movies, they know how to like guide you in the wrong direction intentionally. They intentionally put red herrings in the movie to make you think one way, but it's untrue. They did that well for this one, for Scream 6. Scream 5, I'm sorry, but didn't really care about it. I mean, I'll watch it. I bought it. It's enjoyable, but it was predictable. It was cheesy. I don't like the main actress. The new character, it felt too much like it was trying to be the first movie. I mean, there's elements of the movie I definitely like, but overall, it just wasn't their best one. Still enjoyable. Scream 6, though, like, just the opening of the movie, before it even shows, like, Scream 6, like, the title, they change it up. They mix it up. They do stuff they've never done before in a movie. And I think it's because they're in New York, they can just play with that idea. If they're in Woodsboro, they're kind of, their ideas and all of their, what they could do is kind of, they're kind of like, okay, we already did this. We got to do it differently. But we're in Woodsboro still, so we got to change it up somehow. New York is like, sweet, we've never been to New York yet. Let's just do whatever we want. But I mean, we still do it well. Let's mix it up. Let's change it up. They do a lot of changes ups. They don't just, I mean, the ending, I'm still debating on whether or not I even like who the killer is. It does make sense. But it does make sense for the story. But if they changed the story a little bit, it could have been a better killer. I don't know. But because the movie is so good leading into the ending doesn't affect, I mean, it does affect how good or bad the movie is, but it doesn't affect it overall. Like, I thought it was going to in the beginning. Like, guys, stay with me now. If you're expecting a joke or two or something, I mean, I am so invested in this. If you guys aren't invested in this, then, like, what the fuck are you doing? This is my shit. This is where I kind of live, okay? I'm like stuck on an island and I circled myself. I got a stick. I surrounded myself only in this part of the island. If everyone else seems lost, kind of like me on this island, then if everyone else seems like a J.J. Abrams TV show that lasted for 4 seasons or maybe 5 seasons, but honestly could have lasted, no, it lasted for 6 seasons. They could have finished it at 3 seasons, okay? I mean, just like the last, the first 3 seasons of Lost, absolutely amazing. Peak television. The last 3 seasons of Lost, yeah, the first three seasons were peak. The last 3 seasons were shit. The ending is, it's, I don't know. whatever, dude. But so if you guys feel like that show, then leave now. Leave now. I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to talk about something else. Okay? But this, okay, this movie, it does, okay. Scream 6, it does things that that other Scream movies have not done. I can respect that. It pays homage to previous Scream movies. There's a lot of Easter eggs. There's so it recognizes, it knows exactly where it is in the franchise, and it knows what it's trying to do. There is some scenes and some dialogue that are definitely forced. There is some ways, there is some like character development that I don't necessarily like where it's going. And then it leads to something else. I'm like, but the pacing of it is beautiful. The twists and turns, whether you like them or not, are unexpected, which is like, that's all you want in a slasher movie. You want unexpected. Whether you like it or not, what the answer to the question is, you're still off guard, and I can appreciate that. I thought, I'm usually good at whodunits. Like, I predicted Scream 5 killer so easily, like so quickly, probably within the first maybe 5 to 10 minutes, I predicted who it was, probably the first 10 minutes. This one, I had an idea of who it was. I had an idea of who it was bouncing off. Like, it could be this person, it could be this person, or it could be both of those people. I was not correct. So they do it well. And I want to rewatch it. Scream 5, I think I did see it twice in the movie theater. I don't remember. I think I did. But this one, I'm like, I want to go see it again. It was good. I was also high, so I was like zoned out for a brief moment. And then I came back too. And I'm like, shit, oh my gosh, someone just died. Wait, go back. Can we rewind it? Can we rewind the projector? Also, before the movie started, I sat in a seat that wasn't my seat, and people were still coming into the movie theater, and I was so relaxed. I found the best seat, but it's assigned seating. So as people are coming into the movie theater, I'm like, if someone says, hey, you're sitting in my seat, or hey, I think you're sitting in my seat, I'm going to move because I'm that nice of a guy, okay? It's their seat, you know, but I want them to know, and I would have said this. I'm going to be like, you know what? You're right. This is your seat. I didn't know anyone was sitting here. And then I would leave. Or then I would get up. As they're sitting down, I would look at them and be like, even though that's your seat, I want to let you know you have ruined this moment for me because there's so many other empty seats. I got here first. I know you paid the ticket, but I got here first. And because you showed up late and I took your seat and then you had to claim it back, I am going to bring the energy of this movie theater down so low that you would have to bend your back. So low that it will break. What I'm saying is, I took something from you. You took something from me. It's payback time. And then the guy would be like, what? No, it's even. You know, like you said, you took something from me and now I take something from you. And if you think about it, it was mine the whole time. Yeah, but I don't want it your way. I want it my way. It's either my way. What's the end of that sentence? What is it? You know what God said? It's either my way or the highway. And the highway wasn't even built yet. But I am God. Dun, 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 dun. And then I like shoot water out of my mouth, but it's actually wine. The whole theater gets drunk. Check this shit out. I start crying. My tears turn into wine. They start drinking the wine. Everyone else gets shit-faced. They don't even know whose seat is whose now. I'm back in the picture like, hey, dude, you're sitting in my seat. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. By the way, are we watching Paddington 2? They're that drunk, you know? I'm enjoying the movie while they're all passed out. How cool would that be? Dude, imagine. I can only imagine. Okay, I need to do one newer episode while I'm not singing. So we're going to cut that part out. We're not going to cut it out. I'm going to leave it in to show you guys how like authentic I am. How raw. how like Raw, SmackDown, how like Chicken Raw, you know, how raw I am to my authenticity. And I just want to show you guys how I deal with that struggle. But at the same time, I don't know how to cut it out. So we're just going to leave it in, I guess. Just fucking leave it in. We're leaving all of this in, by the way. I know there's moments that I'm passionate about that I'm talking about a Scream movie, and some of you guys don't give a fuck about that. But let me tell you this right now. This is my podcast, okay? You took something from me. Now I'm going to take a bath. I do have to pee, though. Give me 2 secs. Okay, I think in your guys' perspective, that maybe would have lasted, instead of 2 secs, it would have been 1 sec, you know? But I peed, and that took about 7 secs. So, you know. By the way, I went out to eat a couple days ago with my dad and some of my siblings, and when we sat down, I think I was the only one. Everyone else probably peed. We were there for about an hour and a half, okay? Everyone else at the table, so 4 of them, probably peed only 1 time. I peed 5 times. Here's a question. Here's 2 questions, actually. What the fuck is going on with my body? And what the fuck is going on with their body? Okay? I know I'm above average for the pissing game, you know, every day. And they're below average. So where's the average of piss? Where's the average of piss? Aren't you supposed to pee like 7 times a day, right? I peed 5 times. I mean, I hit the halfway mark way before 5 p.m. I had to pee way more times, I tell you that much. After that, after we left, I still had to pee. I peed more than 7 times. I pee more than 7 times before I have lunch. I don't know if it's because I'm drinking too much water, because all I'm drinking is just drinks. That's all I'm consuming for the day. Or I just have a small bladder. There's something else going on. I might be an alien. I might get anally probed. I think the reason I pee a lot is because someone wants to stick something up my butt. I think that's it. And the reason they don't pee enough is because they're homophobic. Okay, what else can I say? If you don't pee a lot, then maybe you just don't support the flag. Which flag? You know what I mean? Oh, dude, I freaking peed. Gosh. That it truly is like how I know everyone says like 7 times is the average. Is it though? Have we changed it? Because guess what? Maybe I'm just above average. Where is it? Where is the average of piss? What was the question? Whatever. I didn't watch the Oscars. I think the Oscars is dying down for me. I like the Oscars, but if we can cut it to 2 hours instead of 3 hours, that would be great. Most of it is commercials. And then this is all they're doing. This is all they're doing. And here's the thing. I still want an Oscar in my life. I still want to be invited to all of those things. I'm just getting tired of watching it because I can watch anything else. This is every Oscar, okay? It's a monologue. It's some jokes that are kind of funny. It's either not funny, kind of funny, or it's Ricky Gervais, okay? Ricky Gervais is the only one that has made good jokes. Not talking about the Oscars, but I'm talking about award shows. Jimmy Kimmel should not have hosted, okay? He does it too many times. I think some of his jokes are funny. He's the middle. He's the Malcolm in the middle. Except he didn't get a concussion and he forgot that he filmed a televised show. But you know, Jimmy, I didn't watch, I just saw bits and pieces on like YouTube or TV or TikTok, primarily TikTok. I have an addiction. And all Oscars are is that it's presenting an award, it's winning the award, it's giving a speech, cutting to commercial, repeating. It's just so on and so forth. Oh, and then we see a bunch of dead celebrities in the past and the photos of them, you know. They'll like, freaking Heath Ledger from 1985 to 2009 or something like that. And they're like, but it's 2023. Why are we showing Heath Ledger's death? And someone's like, he's important to us. Forget about it. Just drop it. Put Heath Ledger in every In Memorial. Memorable? What's the thing? What's the thing where the dead people are at? And I think Rihanna sang a song. That was probably nice. I think Lady Gaga sang a song. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of songs, too. Remember when Eminem showed up out of nowhere? What the fuck was that? They were like, let's just bring up something that was cool. And everyone's going to be like, what? But Everything Everywhere All at Once is now the most nominated movie on the planet. And that is so cool. And it's also an A24 movie. It deserves all of that. That movie is built different. That movie will shape how you see cinema. That movie, after you see that movie on acid, and I'm not saying I haven't done that, but like, here's the thing. Even if you, after that movie, you watch it high, and then you see another movie, you're like, oh, I don't want to live anymore. There's other good movies out there, but the idea of a movie experience, it might be just like turning into shit after you see Everything Everywhere All at Once. Drive by, but sitting down. I'm not going to apologize. It's the human condition. I pee a lot and then sounds come out of my butt. Okay? You guys don't do that? You guys don't live life? What do you guys do? You guys eat vegetables? Get out of here. We don't need... What do you guys do? You guys put one foot in front of the other? Nah. I do in my dreams when I'm sleeping. I want to turn into the whale. And I'm not talking about an actual whale. Because I can't swim and I'm scared of the ocean. But like Brandon Fraser's character in The Whale. By the way, congrats on him. He won an Oscar. I low-key think that Austin Butler should have won the Oscar. Because like, I don't know. I saw The Whale. I saw the fucking whale. And let me tell you, it's not as big as people think it is. The Whale? I thought The Whale, the movie The Whale, was going to be like... I knew what it was about, okay? It's about a fat guy. It's about a guy who doesn't want to walk. He's dying. He doesn't want to go to the hospital. And he has a daughter. And he's trying to reconnect with his daughter because he thinks he's going to die soon. And there's gotta be, then other stuff happens, okay? It's written like a play, and I know it is a play. Here's the thing, before you go like, well, it is a play. I said that before you thought it. Or maybe you thought it, and I said it at the same time, and now we gotta make out. Okay, isn't that what happens now? You think what people say, and you guys gotta kiss? I don't know. God, I hope not. God, I hope not. In that case, did anybody kiss Hitler? Did Hitler kiss all of the Germans because they all had the same idea? Was Hitler gay? Was Hitler gay? Hey, good for him, I guess. Do you think if Hitler was gay, some people would be like, huh? I know everyone should be like, hey, by the way, did you know Hitler was gay? Everyone should be, I don't care about that piece of shit. But do you think anybody would be like, well, now I see him differently. All right, let's hear him out. good stuff. So Brendan Fraser won an Oscar for wearing a bunch of prosthetics. Good for him. Yay. No, it is cool. I did see the movie, and he did put on a great performance. But that movie, it just needs to be a play. That movie can't be a movie. It was written so, like, cliche, like a soap opera. Everyone was just like, I don't want to talk to you right now. No. Okay, this was one character. This was like line by line. Not line by line, but basically. I mean, I could do this. I can do this movie. I can do the impression of each character so well in this movie. But one character was like, I don't want to talk to you right now. Okay, let's say it was Jill and John. Jill would be like, I don't want to talk to you right now. And John would be like, I just don't see what the big deal is. And then Jill's like, all right, take a seat. And then Jill lights up a cigarette. Let me guess, you're Aries Moon. I say that because I'm a Pisces rising. We don't mix, okay? Not you and me. I grew up in a small town, smaller than Arizona. I don't want to be here anymore. But this man, the guy we're talking about, he's the only reason why I'm still here. She lights that cigarette. She flicks it away. She steps on it. You need to get out of here. I don't like talking to people. I'm like, bitch, you just laid out your entire blueprint of your life to this cuck. You said you didn't want to talk. You talked. And now you're reminding the audience that you don't want to talk. How about instead? Also, if we want to like you maybe a little bit, how about you just like put that cigarette like in the sink or something? Don't throw it outside, okay? In that movie, there's moments where you like every character and you dislike every character, okay? And I don't know. I just don't think it's... I don't know. It was fine. I got bored and then I think I finished it the next day. I was like, I gotta finish it. Also, the whale. I get why it's called the whale. But I don't know. It was fine. I don't even know if I cried. I wanted to cry so bad. But it was just... I think they wanted me to cry so bad. And I saw it. I saw the sadness and how depressed the movie was. But because the movie was like cheesy in a way and cliche, I was like, ugh. I started spitting on myself to just enjoy the moment. I don't even like spitting on people. I had to do something, you know? I started poking my eyeball. I was picking my nose, but like real deep, just because I needed to feel something. I started plucking my nose hair. I was shaving my armpits because there was nothing going on, okay? I cut my pubes. I put them on my face. I left them as a mustache. My brother came by. I'm like, hey, look at my pube mustache. He was just like, do you have anything else better to do? I'm like, no. I feel like I have to watch this movie as a chore to talk about it. But there's nothing going on that's like, I don't know, that was keeping me grounded. So you know what I fucking did? I fucking ripped my toenails out, not using any toenail clippers. I bit them off. I ripped toenail clippers with my teeth. You know, I tried to pierce my own ear just so I could feel something. This movie that was supposed to be so sad and so depressing, which it was, but it didn't make me feel shit, dude. I'm non-feelable. I'm a non-feeler. I'm God. And we're back. And it's a cycle. It's a circle of life. We're back to the beginning of the episode, guys. Oh, my God. But... Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Will Smith at the Oscars, which is like, that's a good point. He said something like, by the way, he said, by the way, if anyone here does eventually commit an act of violence, you will be punished by being given best actor and you will win an Oscar. I'm like, that's pretty funny. That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Good one. Scream 6, though, I mean, I can honestly talk about that movie. It's weird because I can talk about the Scream movie of how good it is. I can talk about, and sometimes there was like cheesy moments as well and bad moments, but because it was just so entertaining, I can talk about it on one end of the spectrum. And The Whale was so bad, but I can talk about it on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like there's a trailer, the trailer for Scream 6 when, this is not the, look, this isn't the trailer. This isn't the trailer. But the two main characters are running into a gas station and they're like, please help us, he's after us. And you realize Ghostface is chasing them, and then Ghostface walks into the gas station and starts killing people, and then he's trying to kill the two main characters, but the two main characters are hiding. When you watch that, so they cut a lot of that actual scene to fit it in the trailer, okay? But when you cut that, when you don't cut it, and when you watch that scene in real time, It's like heart pounding, you know? And a lot of moments in that, what is even the word I'm looking for? Heart racing? Heart pounding? Race pounding? Race pounding? Is that when you have sex with a bunch of different ethnicities? If you want me after this episode, I'll be in hell. So, also, ethnicity and race are two different things. So that joke doesn't even make sense. So if you're getting offended by that, then, you know, go to Psych 101. Study. What was I fucking talking about? And there's also a lot of choices that they made at the end. I was like, okay, then this... Of Scream 6. But, like, I think the last act is its weakest. But building up to that, it's very entertaining. And even the ending is entertaining. It's just the choices that they make. Some of the choices that they make is, I don't know. But it's very gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching, no pun intended. It actually, like, it was adrenaline. Like, there was a lot of adrenaline in my body. It was serotonin, definitely, because I came after the movie. It just, you know, the movie was good. There is an end credit scene. I haven't came yet. There is an end credit scene. I don't think any other Scream movie has an end credit scene, but this one does. And it's not like, oh, it's an end credit scene, so it means there's going to be another Scream movie. No, it's like a little joke that it's not, in my opinion, it's not really worth waiting till the end. By the way, I was the only motherfucker that waited until the end credits. I was in the movie theater, and let's just say there was about 25 people there. 25 to 30 people there, okay? Let's just say that. Now, let's say they all liked the movie. Let's just say that. Because they did. I enjoyed it. And now let's just say they all left when the end credits were rolling. I was the only person that, let's just say, was smarter than everyone else. And I'm usually not that, so let's just say I am hypothetically in this situation. So let's just say I'm smart for the sake of argument. And realistically in this moment, let's just stop saying. How about that? But I was the only one that knew to stay. I should have told everybody that I was like, hey, by the way, there's an end credit scene. They would have looked at me and spit in my mouth. And I'll be like, okay, the last time I talked to a stranger. And that's why I don't. That's why I don't talk. That's why I don't go out anymore. What's your ideal day? I kind of like to just like sit in bed. Oh, man. Dude, my birthday was a couple days ago. My 26th birthday was a couple days ago. And I did nothing. And it felt so nice. It felt so nice. I loved it. All right. Scream 6, I can talk about it all day. And I might even talk about it later on. But it was an amazing movie. The Whale, not so much. Go see Elvis. And go see Everything Everywhere All at Once. Scream 6, I'm only hearing good things. It's weird because it I think it has the same or a little less Rotten Tomato score than Scream 5. But I'm like, how? I appreciate what Scream 5 was doing, and I'm still going to watch it, and it's still a good connection to the rest of the Scream franchise. But Scream 6, I'm sorry, so my favorites, I don't have them all in order, but I do have them all in order. So I'm going to say Scream 1, Scream 2, Scream 6, Scream 3, Scream 4, Scream 5. I think that. Yeah, I think that. Original does not mean good. Who said that? Shakespeare? All right, guys. I think I'm going to skedaddle. Yeah, I think I'm outie. So thank you guys for listening, though, to this episode. I think I'm going to skedaddle. But thank you guys for listening to episode... This felt like a quick one. I mean, I could go longer, but I don't know if I want to go longer. But yeah, so I think I'm just going to end it. You know, it gives you less of me, but at the same time, you know, enough. I think that's what we need. We just need enough of me. Not less of me. We just need enough of me. There was a breaking point to everything, you know? So I can either go on and delay the ending, or I can just distract you guys and just talk about enough of me that people need. I don't mean like enough of you. Like, I've had enough of you. It's like enough, or like you're content. Am I content delaying this ending? No, I'm not. This is stupid. So we're going to end it here. So thank you guys for listening to episode whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. But okay. God bless you. Have a merry Christmas. Guys, I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this on Christmas. No, I'm not. This is stupid. What the fuck am I doing? All right, guys. I'm outie. So God bless. Peace be with you. Go see Scream 6. Go see the whale, but at the same time, fucking, I don't know, pluck your leg hair. I don't know. You got to do something else while you're watching that movie. I'm just saying. I don't know. Fucking drill a screwdriver in your head. Do anything. Eat a bowl of nails. I don't know. Howl at the moon. Fucking fuck. Just fuck. Like, do something. All right. I'm outie. All right. Bye.